And we need to take serious the word of the Lord. It ought to be the most hallowed, reverent thing in our life. The word of, when God speaks, the Bible said, we ought to tremble at what he says. It's not just some light thing to me, but I tremble at his word. I mean, Jesus is not a kind of a mixture of something in our lives. It's not, I have my life and I mix a little Jesus in there. Real Christianity is he is everything more important than everybody and everything in my life. That is what Christianity is. Anything else is false doctrine. Oh, you, that just went zoom right over your head. But I want to say it again. I want to say it real plain. Anything other than Jesus is the entire meaning of my life and center of my being. Not my job, not making money, not even my husband, my wife, or my children are more important to me than Jesus. And if you don't have that, you are not a Christian according to this book.
I'll be loving you till the seas become dry land, till the day I can number the sand, till the mountains refuse.
And the love of many, Jesus said in the last days, shall wax cold. But see, I constantly have to check my life. And if I do, and I'm a preacher, am I really, are my children, am I noticing, are they really getting God? Are they really desiring Jesus, or are they watching so much TV and listening to so much junk of this world that their little minds are just being pulled suddenly away? Our children don't have a chance. Because if parents aren't committed to God, and every generation loses a little bit, let's be honest. When you die, will your children kind of have the attitude, I really don't have much need for church? By the time it dwindles down to them and funnels down to them. If you're barely coming, you're barely showing up, hit, skip, and miss. If there's no passion for spiritual things, if Jesus is never mentioned in the house other than a quick bow over a meal, what in the world will your children grow up and become when you're dead and gone? I'm just pastoring this church. Your blood's not going to be on my hands. Your blood's not going to be on my hands. When I stand before the throne, Ezekiel chapter 3 said a watchman looks out, and if he sees impending danger coming and he doesn't warn the people, the Bible said that I will have bloody hands when I stand before the throne of God. I'm not going to have bloody hands. Hallelujah. It's still Jesus is my all-consuming desire. Or it's nothing. It's nothing but religion. And you can change your ways and come to church a little more. I'm doing better. I'm coming to church now. I come to church now, preacher, and I've never come to church, but I'm coming to church, and you're still going to hell. Because coming to church is not going to save you. But if you are saved, you can't get enough.
There's no way to measure what you're worth. Crucified, lay behind a stone. You live to die, rejected and alone. Like a rose trampled on the ground, you took the fall and thought of me above all.
I'm not interested in arguing theology with you. You know in your heart whether you're right with God. You know in your heart whether you love Him more now than you've ever loved Him in your life. Sitting there trying to defend loose living. I'm not mad. I'm not angry. I am a pastor that doesn't want bloody hands. I'm sorry, this is a sick thing that is happening to the church. Not only in this church, but the church universal. And the Lord just is burning into my heart. Not everybody's going to be saved. There's a false, another gospel that's going out. And it says just mix a little Jesus into your life and do your own thing. And everything will be all right. But that is not what this book teaches. But that is not what this book teaches.
And thought of me above.